In this episode, we explore the concept of body, mind, and spirit. We look at its ancient roots, the problematic and sometimes harmful ways it gets misused, and suggest some ways to think about the concept differently.
Let's talk about what intuition really is.
Let's look at all the places intuition and ego show up in your life.
Let's share honestly.
Let's do the research.
I'm Jamie Hayhurst.
I'm Heather Wood.
This is the Intuitive Girls Guide.
Hey, Jay.
Hey.
We have one of those topics today that is like, I hope people hang on, like, or actually click on it, because I'm afraid people think they know, but maybe you don't know.
Yeah, it could go either way. People are either going to think they already know and move beyond it, or they're going to be like, oh yeah, I like this.
Yeah. So we're going to talk about body, mind, spirit.
Yeah.
Oh, we can't even not giggle when
we
say
just,
it.
I know.
Because it's been so kidnapped by our fellow white ladies with their live, laugh, love, good vibes only stuff.
Live, laugh, love. Yes. It has been. It has been.
I mean, live, laugh, love doesn't actually bother me when people have that sign. I think people get a little too like, oh, everyone has that.
I mean, it's
shut
just,
up.
Yeah, it's overdone. It's but over it's not like offensive.
Yeah, like I'm not like, if you have that sign, yeah. I probably do too somewhere, or at least I have had one at one point. Like I'm not trying to make fun of you for that. I'm just saying it's in that same vein.
Yes. Same archetype of person has both of these things. Yes, yeah. Exactly.
So I'd like to sort of correct a little bit and maybe even help you think about this concept a little bit differently. And when I say differently, I mean the way it was originally thought of.
Yes.
I say that a lot, don't I?
But well, that's true. The whole problem here. I mean, that's what we're dealing with.
I'd like to warn everyone right now that this topic makes me very emotional. Like it makes me like...
Your eyes are getting...
I know! I'm telling you, because it really, really deeply bothers me. And we're going to talk about this. We're not jumping right into it, but I'm going to tell you right now. When people use this concept to make people feel bad, like you felt this bad feeling and that's why you have this cancer or this illness.
Oh, right. Gotcha. Yeah, like victim blaming. Yeah,
oh, and it makes you feel like you're not supposed to feel your feelings.
Mm-hmm.
They use it for that. Mm-hmm. And it enrages me.
Mm-hmm.
So
okay, well, get upset.
If you are also feeling like a little emotional today and you're listening to this, this is either going to be cathartic or maybe check in tomorrow.
Okay, perfect.
I also think this concept makes you mad.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know that it makes you as teary-eyed as me.
No, just mad.
Just mad. Yeah.
Skip right over to anger.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. So like many of the concepts we talk about on this podcast, the idea of body, mind, and spirit was everywhere in pagan culture.
Yes.
There was no culture that didn't have some form of that.
Correct.
Now, I can't go into every single culture on every single episode, but I do want to say, like, go look into it. Like, there's, even if it's something that's considered a closed practice in a culture, it's really great to go learn about it. Educating yourself about how different cultures view different things is a wonderful thing.
How about start with your culture?
Yeah. If you
start
know
with your lineage,
yes.
Like look, if you have your descent of a certain area of the world,
yeah.
Start there.
Yeah.
And then you can like broaden from there.
Yeah.
And compare and contrast.
Some people don't know.
Correct.
So if you don't know, that's okay. Mm-hmm. Look at one that you suspect and go there. Like you're saying, you're safer in that zone.
Yes.
Of not cultural appropriating something.
Right.
But there are no cultures and no people I've ever spoken to from a culture that don't want you to be educated in what they do and how they do it and how they see it. That's actually a really wonderful thing to do.
Yeah, they just don't want you to co-opt it and make it your own and then make money off of it.
There you go. It's the next steps after that. Like if you then bring some of those concepts into your own life, great. If you start to go like profit off of it or maybe like try to buy supplies, I'm thinking of like saging Native American and like you don't actually look into what is okay and what isn't. Like those are the times where you need to stop and like do some thinking and some checking.
Yes.
But learning about different cultures is something we don't do enough.
Exactly.
Okay. And not just like what the textbook said.
Right.
Like actually going and learning about ancient cultures. Yep. So I'm just encouraging you to do that right now.
Agreed.
Go for it.
Yeah.
Do that. Yay. And then just be cautious of the next step after you learn about it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. So I just picked a few cultures to tell you just a little bit about. The Japanese have a word, one word, that means body, mind, and spirit.
Okay.
I love that because our culture and most cultures do not.
Right.
And I think it's important because we see them as like very separate.
We've separated them.
Yes, but they are not. So I'm going to attempt to pronounce it. Okay. You know how great I am at pronunciation. I'm not great at pronunciation. But I believe it's pronounced Kokoro.
Okay. Okay.
So it's spelled K-O-K-O-R-O.
Okay.
And that is the Japanese word for body, mind, and spirit.
Okay.
All right. Now, Celtic culture, which is a very open practice. Mm-hmm. Now, if you are not of Celtic descent, mm-hmm. doesn't mean you, because it's an open practice, you should go and like profit off of teaching Celtic or ancient Irish or English, things like that. Like not saying that.
Yep.
But as far as like learning and practicing in your own life.
Yes.
As two people who are from those lineages, mm-hmm. I'm inviting you to it. Right. Go right ahead.
Yeah.
But in that culture, there's a symbol, and I have it for you right here.
Yeah, I'm sure you've seen it.
You can look it up if you want, but it's pronounced two different ways. So Triskel or Triskel, mm-hmm. all right? So look it up. I think it looks like a fidget spinner.
Yes.
I think my son has a fidget spinner that looks like that.
Yes.
Look it up. But what I think is important about seeing that symbol is that they're all linked, they're all together, and they're all the same size.
Mm-hmm.
More on this later. Yep. But they're, one doesn't have more importance than the other.
Exactly.
Okay. And then ancient Egyptians believed that the body and the mind were part of the soul. So in ancient Egyptian culture, their study of the soul is so intricate. And mm-hmm. so they see the soul as having like many, many, many different parts.
Yes.
Okay. So they break it down into lots and lots of different parts. And so your body and your mind would be included in those parts.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So not separate, not more important or less important, but sort of like housed in the soul.
Yes.
If that makes sense.
Yep.
Okay. So that's where we're coming from.
Yeah.
And I, again, whatever culture you come from, mm-hmm. like we talked about before, where your lineage is, or maybe you have multiple like us, mm-hmm. right? Look there and look to find what those pagan people thought mm-hmm. and like incorporate that in a little bit.
Yeah.
Great place to start. Okay. Where it's gotten off track, we hinted at this a little bit, but we're going to talk about it. Okay. The first one is cultural appropriation.
Right.
Okay. So people take the idea of body, mind, and spirit and they teach it like a blanket idea that like everyone should just believe.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I uh-huh. have listened to people talk about it and gone like, well, it's not like that in that culture, or why are you assuming it's always like that? Like mm-hmm. these concepts should be introduced to you as like, here's some ways to look at stuff. Run this through your mind and your mm-hmm. emotions and your intuition and your ego and see what pops out to you.
Right.
That's always how these things were taught.
Right.
But again, like we always say, if it's like a 10-step program to exactly how you should operate body, mind, and spirit,
it's not going to work.
It's a no. Yeah. Okay. If you go and you like hear like, oh, this is how, you know, Indigenous Americans would practice body, mind, and spirit, I'm going to go do that. And I'm going to sell this workshop to people with this concept, that's cultural appropriation, and yep. it is wrong. We don't do that.
No, okay. I mean, people do, but you're not supposed to do it. You shouldn't do it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So you see that in this space. So if you're like both Jamie and I, and if someone says something like body, mind, spirit, you instantly like your hackles go up. It's not because the concept's bad.
Yeah, I struggled a lot with figuring out even why it raised my hackles when yes. preparing for this episode.
Yes, same. Yeah. And the truth is that the concept's good. The concept's great. Mm-hmm. It's a wonderful thing to look into, but you've seen so many people.
It's the people that you hear it from that's the problem.
Yeah, they right. haven't actually researched. They don't know what they're talking about. Yes. They're misrepresenting the stuff. They're appropriating culture. It's like,
yes.
it's very, very difficult. There's clearly been no history lesson incorporated into what they are teaching. Like they haven't looked.
Yeah, that's what I came up with, was that mm-hmm. it felt like it's used as like a blanket terminology.
Yes.
Used by people who don't actually know what they're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
So now I, like my system has red flagged it. Like, oh, if you say that, you probably don't actually know what you're saying.
Yeah, it's the same thing to me if like someone uses the term psychic.
Right.
It doesn't mean that they're bad or there's anything wrong with them. It's just that.
Or if you're saying psychic, talking about someone who's a medium.
Yes. It's like, right. It's just become coded. Right. And I'm like, wait, yes. What? Like, right. If somebody called said like, are you a psychic? I would feel
yes
offended for a second, but I would yes. then deal with it. Cause I don't,
right.
Exactly. You know what I mean? Like, I know like right. not everybody means that. People yes. just don't know the terminology.
Correct.
That's different though. Of someone being like, let me teach you about this mm-hmm. and take your money. Yes. And then, you know, and then we have this huge problem in this industry where it's like, you learn from this one person who didn't do the work, and then you just regurgitate that out into the yeah. world, and then that just keeps happening, and no one stops. Well,
you become the person who doesn't know what they're talking about.
Exactly.
Other people.
Right. And no one stops and goes, wait a minute, right. let me actually look outside of this and exactly. look around and look to history, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, I know I like history, like I'm a nerd for a good history lesson.
Yeah, you are.
But you don't have to like deep dive.
No,
you just, know
you can do a little bit of research.
Yeah, right? It's not exactly. It's really not difficult.
Yeah.
It's readily available. I said this before, but the other place we've gotten off track here is that people claim that your negative thoughts cause your illness.
Yep. We've talked about that a lot.
Yeah. It's
gross.
It's so not correct. Mm-hmm. And when people talk about it, they use just enough correct information mm-hmm. to hide what they're actually doing.
Yes.
Which is making you feel shame for not being like, quote unquote, better. I don't know what that means.
Or,
yeah.
Right.
As they're also very imperfect.
Correct.
Like the more right. documentaries we watch and yes. things we see of people claiming to be all knowing.
Right.
Or the smartest on a topic. And then people being shocked when it turns out they have all these skeletons in the closet and all these issues themselves. And
right.
Like that's when I'm like, this is why this kind of episode is so important.
Yeah.
Because that in itself is the red flag.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Yep. Like there's nobody like that. There's right. no one that's always feeling positive.
Yeah. And there's no one who's perfect, or there's no one who's like a real true expert in all yeah. knowing on something.
Yeah. Everybody's mind is a mess. Soul mm-hmm. / spirit is a mess, and body is a mess. Everybody.
Correct.
I've met some of the people who claim to be the better people. They're not.
That's true.
You talk to them off stage for a minute. Oh shit.
Exactly.
Like
right.
You're just as insecure as the rest of us. You're just pretending.
Right, exactly.
So is just important that you know and note that. And as soon as something starts going that way, or maybe you start thinking that for yourself, you start blaming your own feelings mm-hmm. for your illness, we have a red flag come up. We're going to talk about the connection between sure. that, because people ask us about that all the time. So right. we are going to talk about that, because it does manifest in your body, of course.
Of course.
Of course it does.
Right.
But it isn't to blame.
Exactly.
Okay. The number three, the last one of the bunch, is the idea that there is some kind of perfect balance between your body, mind, and spirit,
mm-hmm.
or some sort of form of fully healed body, mind, and spirit.
Yes. Like fully evolved or enlightened.
Yeah. No, that's right. not a thing. And also everyone's balance is different.
Yes.
Okay.
Exactly.
And like one of this will shock you and all the listeners. One of the things I love to analyze in a person
mm-hmm.
is how those three things, the body, mind, and spirit, sort of make up the like dichotomy of who they are.
Yeah. It's not surprising.
No. Zero people are surprised by that. Like, so for example, mm-hmm. I remember when I was doing athletics,
mm-hmm.
being around people who were star athletes. Like yep. I was good at sports, but I wasn't ever going to be in the Olympics at anything. You know what I'm saying? Like,
cool. Yeah.
There's a different breed of
yeah,
people.
Yeah.
So I'm around those people and I'm fascinated by them.
Yeah.
Of course I'm studying them, right?
Right.
I'm supposed to be like practicing dribbling or something,
right.
but I'm like,
everybody.
I'm like,
right.
what's different about you than me? Right.
Right.
Like what's going on. Mm-hmm. And so you can really see it in like the makeup of a person. So for example, me as a person, I'm just automatically feeling all the feelings. Mm-hmm. And so when it comes to the spirit or the soul, that they mean the same thing, by the way, mine is just always existing in a huge way. I'm always feeling all the feelings for everything.
Right.
Okay. For example, we were at, my husband ran in a marathon
mm-hmm.
and my kids were making fun of me because all these people are coming across the finish line. I don't know who they are, but I'm crying. I'm so proud of them all.
Yeah,
I'm so
same.
Emotional for all these strange. I don't know. They could be shit people, but
right.
I'm like, I am so proud of you.
Yeah.
I also know how hard it is to run. So
yes.
like, I don't run unless something's chasing me, but these people chose it. And I'm so proud of them for doing this. Right. So like, I'm just a big emotional person. Right. And so I've learned that I lead with that and that like, that just needs space. Okay. Mm-hmm. When it comes to my mind, it always needs to be stimulated. Right. And in order to experience life and sort of like take all these thoughts in, that then feeds my spirit, because then I start like thinking deeper and feeling creative and having deeper thoughts and thinking about this from the information that came in. It gives me more space to feel. Okay. So those two things are like the front runners for me. And then my body, I have to take care of it so that it can continues to power the energy to do those two things.
Yeah. Mine's the same way.
Okay.
Yeah.
But an athlete.
Correct. Their body's first.
Their body is the one that's feeding into the space for their emotions and their feelings. And they have to support their mind in a way that it continues to produce enough mental like capacity and stamina for them to physically keep going.
Such a great way to say it. Like, I don't think anyone ever says it like that.
Okay, well, I've heard that before.
That's why we have the podcast, everybody.
So, yeah, because, so like, but that's different.
People just say mind, body, spirit, like as if you're supposed, like when you're in front of a class or you're, I don't know, a yoga teacher or you're doing something, whoever's saying that.
Right.
I'm hearing that as like, I'm supposed to have all of my shit together.
Yeah, like a perfect balance somehow.
So if I don't have this mind, body, spirit connection.
Yeah.
And it's not all balanced, then I don't have my shit together.
Yeah.
But the way you're saying it is that like there are different parts of me that support and fuel these other parts of me. And if they're all working the way they need to be, then the system's like operating optimally.
Exactly.
Right. That's a much different message than like, so everybody, do you have your shit together? Like,
because nobody has their shit together.
Exactly.
Spoiler alert. Right. Nobody has their shit together. Right. It's a trick. It's a pretend false trick. Nobody does. But, nobody does. In a given moment, can someone appear to have their shit together more than another person? Yes. But we're all just trying to figure it out.
Right. But the difference with that is that like when you present it as the first way, right?
Yeah.
Like, do you have your shit together? It's like, it's these three things that you have to like contain and manage and perfect.
Yes.
But when you think about it, the way you're presenting it, it's like, oh, I can use these three parts to support the other parts. They're not individual.
Yeah.
They're a part of a whole.
They're a part of a
whole. That then make you happier, healthier, more balanced.
Yeah.
More healed theoretically as you do the work, right?
And it's not all equal.
No.
Like the way that that I'm describing that we both happen to operate.
Right.
Okay. Is not the same. So like if I'm in those athletic things and I'm like, even when I was in the field of dance, like I thought that's what I wanted to be when I grew up.
Yeah.
Okay. And I'm going to tell a story about that later when it comes to this. But like when I was there, I was like looking around going like, what is different about these other people?
Right.
And it's not just that they're more talented. They have something else that I don't have. And the truth is they don't have something different that I don't have. They just operate differently.
Their systems are operating differently.
And the way their systems operate work better for a career in that or for whatever in that, because it feeds something different than what it feeds me.
It's like when we talk about feminine and masculine energy and how everyone has
but
they're not supposed to be
50-50
for everybody. They might be 50-50 for you.
Right. It could be 80-20 that you mean.
Right. It's whatever your system needs. Yes. So like your mind, body, spirit isn't going to balance the same way as an athlete's.
Right.
Right.
The physical stimulation is not something that feeds my emotions and my spirit in the same way that the mind does.
So interesting.
So I'm probably never going to have a career in something very, very physical.
But even not even a career. Like I'm thinking of friends that I have that like, if they don't run every day.
Yeah. They don't feel
They don't feel okay. And it's not because they're like exercise obsessed or like have an eating disorder or anything like that. It's just something that they do to calibrate their system.
Yes.
That's their body.
And if you are trying to take care of your body, okay, so you get your body, mind, spirit, you're like, I got to work on taking care of my body. And you don't know that you have to take care of your body to have enough energy, figure out the balance of that your body can generate enough energy for your mind to feed your emotions, all that shit.
Right.
Then the way you create a plan for that is not going to work.
Exactly.
Because you're creating it like you're a fitness bro. Like,
exactly.
And there's nothing wrong with being a fitness bro, no. But like you're going to think you're failing or you're not going to understand.
If that's not the way your system works.
Yeah. How many times have I tried to explain to you stuff about that? And you're like, I think your nervous system needs you to exercise.
It needs to regulate.
Because you cannot regulate all this information if you're not doing that.
Right.
And so that makes me go, oh.
Right.
Right. Okay. That's a motivation I can do. Do mm-hmm. I want to be able to take in all this information and mm-hmm. think about it and like have my emotions like feel all kinds of stuff but not go careening out of control? Mm-hmm. Yes, I do. So that's the motivation to do physical things.
Yep.
But if you are like, but if you're like, no, Heather, I want to feel happy and I want to feel joy and I want to feel ecstasy and I don't feel that unless I go for a run, then you trying to do it my way isn't going to work for you.
Right,
so you
exactly.
have to understand that you are unique yeah. and that you have to figure out what works for you and why and how those three things operate for you.
Love it.
Okay.
I like that.
Okay. Thank you. people feel a lot of shame and guilt when they go to quote unquote balance their body, mind, and spirit.
Shocker in this, okay. in this society.
Okay.
Shocker.
So having a quote unquote imbalance in one of these areas.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So having like if I said to you right now, body, mind, spirit, which one needs the most work? Don't think too hard. Like you're going to think of one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Everyone just did.
Right.
All right. Mine would be body.
Right.
Right. That one is the hardest for me to keep feeling balanced.
Yep.
Okay. So whichever one came to you, it doesn't mean that there's something wrong with you or that you're lesser or that you're doing. So it just means that that one requires a different set of attention for you.
Right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's not like automatically stimulating for me to do something physical.
Mm-hmm.
All right. That's going to make it a lot harder. So like, of course that one's going to be more difficult for me, but am I going to say mind? No, because I know exactly how to take care of my mind. I know exactly what to do. Just throw lots of information at
right.
it and see what sticks. Like, because mm-hmm. that's what, like I'm familiar.
Yep.
So it's just the place that needs more support.
Mm-hmm.
It's a place that you probably have a lot of like stuff you signed up for growth there. There's probably a lot of amazing lessons in it there,
yep.
but it's not a place to feel shame and guilt because you don't have that quote unquote right.
No,
that's not a thing.
Right.
Okay. There's no good. Same with emotions. Okay. People aren't going to like this. Buckle up. But feeling emotions, any of the emotions, including shame, including guilt, including anger, including rage, including frustration, including sadness and despair, those are all healthy things to feel.
Yes.
You are supposed to feel all of those feelings. Okay.
Correct.
Now, when you go to process those mm-hmm. feelings, if something happens there.
Correct.
And it's hard for you to process, feel the feelings, process them through your system, create a story about them that feels okay to you. If somewhere in there you have a little trouble.
Mm-hmm.
And you get stuck in rage and then you go punch someone in the face or you spend 2 weeks in like complete sadness and despair and like you feel like your body,
right. bleh,
are those things not good and harmful? Of course.
Yes.
Of course.
Right.
But that isn't the emotion that caused it.
Right.
It was your ability to process and move through the emotion where you got stuck.
Exactly.
Still not a place to feel bad about yourself. Okay. Because if your physical body, like mm-hmm. you got an infection and you had to take an antibiotic, I bet you're not like, wow, I must really be a shit person.
Exactly.
Okay.
Right.
You just needed some outside support for something that your body was having trouble managing because it doesn't have the tools for that. You just need to go get them. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same thing with your emotions. If you get stuck in the processing of them, all right. And you get stuck in them. You just need some outside support to come help you get that going. But in our culture, that is shameful.
Well, correct. And I also have like a spoiler for some people.
Ooh,
sorry. But I mean, I do think we hear a lot in like the industries involved in like whatever the hell this is.
Yeah.
The wellness spiritual community.
Yeah.
Right. It's like
yeah.
if someone's not feeling
mm-hmm.
shame or sadness mm-hmm. or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
It's not because you or that person who's telling you that is like more evolved or better. It's because they're avoiding. It's because they're like pushing it all down. Uh-huh. They're avoiding all of it. And guess what? That's not healthy either.
No, and it's
you're just
going
suppressing
to,
all of it.
You're still experiencing it.
Right.
Which is what the bullshit of the toxic positivity exactly. stuff is when you're like, you should just feel good things. It's like, you don't control how you feel. I hate right. to tell you, you control what you do with the feelings.
Correct.
But you don't pick how you feel.
No, and it's your job to manage it. Not yes. ignore it, but to manage it. So if you see someone, like if you see some content creator or someone telling you about how they don't feel those feelings.
Yeah.
And those people exist. We've seen them. I've seen them online saying those things.
Too many of them.
They're either A, just lying to you.
Right.
Like literally just flat out lying to you right. to make money.
Right.
Or their emotions are so suppressed
yep.
and so unhealed
yep.
that they're certainly not in a place where they can help you with it.
Yes. To me, one of the greatest red flags is somebody who... and it can be sneaky, but they mm-hmm. shame someone else for having an emotion.
Yes.
Do you know what I'm
yes.
saying?
Yes.
Like, why are you so happy about that? Why are you so sad about that? Why are like, and yes. a lot of people are good at wording it in this very sort of sneaky way.
Right.
Like even like the sentence like, oh, I'm surprised you feel that way. Mm-hmm. Like said in a certain way. I've heard that plenty of times.
But why do you think I talk so much about being mad?
Right.
Like why do people think we make jokes about how mad I get about things.
Well, because especially...
It's because you and I are trying to make it okay.
Yes, and especially women are told they're right. not supposed to be angry.
Right.
Of course we're angry. Are you kidding? Yeah, right. Have you seen the world?
Right.
There's something wrong with you if you're not angry.
Right.
But yes, exactly. Why do you think we call out that my eyes tear up all the time every time I get like something happens? That's all normal and
right.
fine. And there's something wrong with it.
Right. And if you're listening and you're like, oh, Jamie's mad again.
Yeah.
That's actually not about me.
That's about you.
Having trouble feeling upset about things because it doesn't feel safe to be mad.
You're projecting.
Right.
Yeah. And the thing is that's really comical to me about any of those people is that you spent a lot of your life feeling bad about feeling mad.
Sure did.
So you doing it now, you're not just doing it for everyone else. You're doing it for yourself too.
It's like an act of rebellion. It's like a freedom.
Yeah. But also that's so powerful for mm-hmm. you. I mean, I have told you many times that Angry Jamie is my favorite
yes.
because I know a mountain is about to get moved.
Yes,
like, watch
exactly.
out. Something's
That's
happening.
How women are activated.
Exactly.
Exactly.
There's nothing wrong with right. that. There's absolutely nothing wrong with that. Okay. I think we should take a quick break.
Okay.
Gather ourselves. Well, maybe we'll go feel our feelings for a second and then we'll come
Dry
right back.
Your eyes.
We'll be right back after this short break.
Hey y'all, it's Jamie with a little shameless self-promotion. We've had a lot of people reaching out asking about distal Reiki, so I wanted to let you all know that yes, you can book a session with me. If you'd like some distance Reiki, get in touch with me and we will set it up for you.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Goes great with podcast listening?
A great cup of coffee from a great coffee shop.
Yep. Beans roasted in-house, amazing baristas. You know where I'm talking about.
Restoration Coffee. Can we go?
Yes. I need an Americano and maybe a panini too.
Ooh, I need blueberry maple latte and probably a resto bowl.
Ooh, yeah. Check them out and visit restoration-coffee.com.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So, you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So, whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Let's talk about what we're obsessed with this week.
Okay, Heather. This week. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you're obsessed with this, but I'm always obsessed with this.
Well, then I'm about to be. Then you are.
We've said this before, but I need white women to stop it.
Yeah.
It's funny. You mentioned white women at the beginning of this episode, not knowing that I was going to start with that.
I didn't. Yeah.
But I'm not exactly sure how to trace this back.
Okay.
But a listener messaged us.
Oh. Okay.
About something.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
It's not the listener.
No,
it's
not
the
white woman
that needs to stop it.
No. Yeah, I know. It's other white women too. So I'll just... This listener sent us this person.
Yeah.
I don't know if I should say it or not. I heard she's very litigious.
I mean, you know me. I would say it.
But we've mentioned her before, but so our listener sent us this page on Instagram, and it's of the holistic psychologist.
Yes.
And that she's a content creator.
Yeah.
She is a psychologist, and she has like millions and millions of followers.
Yeah. And you do this thing. Tell the people
when
you find someone that like is like, should we mention them on the podcast, where you see like, because you can tell how many like followers and
I can see our mutuals.
So like if there's a high number, that sort of alerts us that we need to talk about them.
Yeah.
If it's just a few, we're like.
So on our IGG page, we have dozens of mutuals.
Yeah.
But on my personal page.
Yeah.
I went and looked at my personal page, and I have like 56 people that I follow on Instagram, including some celebrities, like whoever, that follow them. And this person is problematic. I'll say is they're super problematic.
Yeah.
And the listener was like, hey, I saw this page. Like a lot of what they say is what you guys say on the podcast.
Yes.
And they sent me, which I love, like did her research, sent me like, look at this post and this post. This is like what you guys talk about
in your
episodes.
Our kind of people. I love our listeners.
Yes. And on the surface, yes, very much so.
Yes.
And I wrote back to the person. I was like, oh, it's really interesting that you would think that.
Yeah.
Because on the surface, this is what we talk about.
Yes.
But like there are a lot of issues behind the scenes. And I sent them some articles and she was like, oh my God, thank you for telling me. Like, holy shit.
And this is why you're coming to us with it.
Correct.
You also want to know. Because we've probably looked into them already.
Right, exactly.
Right, yeah.
And the problem is that because this creator's content is like really digestible, like they make a lot of like good memes, like little not sound bites, but like little clips of quotes and phrases that are easily like you can connect to them and then it's like so easy to share them.
They're good at finding like little truths.
Exactly.
Yeah.
The problem that I have with white women is that if you just Google this person's name, there are so many articles that come up from people of color, like actual articles, not just like, not just people writing on Twitter or Instagram or whatever that are criticizing this creator. There are articles written saying like, this person is deeply problematic to communities of color.
Yes.
Please stop following them.
Yes.
And then people don't.
Yeah.
Because it's like white women are so quick to be like, I'll be your ally. I'll do what you need me to do. But then when it just slightly inconveniences them,
like one more step. Yeah.
Oh no, I really like their content. I'm going to keep following them.
I mean, okay. So this reminds me of why we talk about cults so often.
Right.
And why when we did the documentaries episode, like what we talked about, which is like, the reason we're so interested in like cults and stuff is because we are, and our people are the kind of people who get sucked into them.
Susceptible.
Because you hear a truth that is outside of patriarchal constructs.
Right.
And you're automatically dialed in.
You're buying into it.
Yeah. And it's a white woman problem.
Yep.
Okay. I'm not just being judgmental. I have been sucked into that as well.
Same.
Okay. I'm not. But you have to learn from that and you have to, the reason we are so obsessed with these things is because like, how does this keep happening? What's the pattern?
Right.
And it's what you're saying right now
is
that there's something you want to believe and someone you want to believe in so much. And it's such a relief to hear something that's outside of that same damaging patriarchal tone that mm-hmm. you become susceptible and you go, this is it, this is all. And you start to all of a sudden think that Robin Williams is on your galactic council and is going to come in an alien right. spaceship and take you. Like it's a slippery slope.
And you'll disregard your own morals and ethics.
Yes.
Like, you know, you said you posted a black square on Instagram.
Yes.
You know that in yeah. your heart, you want to support people of color.
Yeah.
But when it takes just you unfollowing someone,
yeah.
you can't do it.
It's weird. Or just white women have to
walk the walk. Yes. Walk the fucking walk.
Yes.
I mean, that's my theory of everything. But like,
right.
walk the walk. You yeah. say you're going to support people. You say you're going to support communities of color. You say you're going to vote in a way that doesn't harm other people. Yeah. And fucking do it. Do it.
Yes.
Do it. Unfollow
that's
them.
That's the angry Jamie I love. Yeah. Uh-huh.
It's actually not a big ask.
It's a
it's
very
actually
small
not
ask.
A big ask to unfollow a content creator on Instagram.
Yeah.
But you love their memes so much that you can't.
Yeah.
No. Okay.
There's plenty of people posting memes, babe. Go find another one.
The yeah. world is getting like Marco Polo Jamie right now. This is how I Marco Polo Heather.
This is to the point where you should be angry about that. Right? Like that is something. And listen, for
hold on a second. Let me just say.
Yeah, yeah.
And to you, you're yeah. sitting, not you, but yeah. proverbial you,
yeah.
right? Is like, well, what's the big deal? It's just one person on Instagram. It's just one like, it's one follow. Well, to a person of color, to a woman of color, to a black woman, a brown woman, an indigenous woman, whoever, when they're writing articles and saying, please stop, it's actually not just a like or a follow. Mm-hmm. It's more than that.
Mm-hmm.
That's the problem. It's not just a like.
Yes. It's a who you follow and who you share
right.
and who you promote,
give your energy to.
Who you give your energy to makes a huge impact.
Yes.
And it influences other people, whether mm-hmm. you want to think that or not.
Right.
And the part that I was going to say to you is a lot of people turn away from this altogether because they get
right.
very triggered
yep.
by the idea that they've made a mistake.
Yes.
And I will tell you right now, the whole thing of this is not to go like, oh my God, I was following someone who was bad and like feel shame. That's not what Jamie
no.
is saying to you. She's saying, once you know, do better.
Exactly.
That's it. That's all the ask is. Once
right.
you find out that someone's problematic and you go for yourself and check, like this isn't what we're talking about, but people keep calling Brené Brown problematic and I keep going to look to see what they're talking about
yep.
and I can't fucking find it.
Yep.
So like, and that doesn't mean that I think Brené Brown, everything she does is great. And
right.
Like, I'm not trying to make it about
yeah.
this, but like, it's also not just blindly that person said this.
Yes.
It's go Google it for yourself.
Do your own research.
It will take you 5 seconds.
Right.
You're already on your phone. Don't pretend you're not. Just go on and do that. Right.
right.
Like, and
yes.
then you know, and then make your own decision
right.
so that you have looked and you decide.
Yeah.
Okay. But like, it's, you don't turn away because you're like, oh shit, I'm going to get caught having followed someone wrong or sharing
exactly.
a meme. Once you do, be like, oh my God, I found out.
My bad.
Thank you for telling me,
right,
people.
Exactly.
Right? Like, send them to us.
Yes.
We'll tell you because we've already looked into them.
Exactly.
And if you find someone we haven't looked into, we're excited.
100%.
So it's just that when people turn away from that, it frustrates me
yep.
because they feel shame. But it's like, no, that's the job of you right now, white
right.
woman.
Yeah, exactly.
Is to find the places that your white blindness has caused you to be blinded
yes.
and to unblind yourself.
Yeah, and use your privilege for other people.
Yes.
Don't use your privilege to bury your head.
Yes. If there was a man saying all these harmful things about women
right.
and you went to the men in your life and said, like, please stop sharing that. Like, that guy is no good.
Yeah,
and
like,
they refused.
Like Andrew Tate. Exactly.
Yeah. Then you're going to be like, fuck you, buddy.
Exactly.
So you just have to think about it from your state of privilege.
Exactly. Okay.
Well, now we're both mad.
We're both obsessed.
All right, Jay, back to body, mind, and spirit.
Okay.
This is shocking information.
Yeah.
So bear with me for a second. They're all connected.
Oh. Right.
But bear with me
right.
when I say to you that you can't affect one without affecting the others.
Yes.
Okay. Here's a concept I'm going to try to explain. I have previously Marco Polo'd the explanation to you to make sure I was making any kind of sense.
It did make sense.
And you were like, no, that you're making sense.
Yep.
But here's why I'm like trying to brace you a little bit.
Okay.
Is because what I'm about to tell you is going to fly in the face of everything you've already been told.
Cool.
And somewhere inside you believe what I'm saying. Maybe you don't. Maybe you choose to think it's wrong. That's totally fine. But just be open to this concept for a minute. Because especially if you are an American, and our listeners who have been raised in cultures outside of America, I would love you to weigh in and tell me if this feels the same to you.
Yes.
Based on what I could research, I think it's very similar in most current modern cultures.
Okay.
Okay?
Yep.
All right. You've been taught that you are a spirit. You are a soul. That's what you are.
Yep.
And you have, or you're here in this life, and you've been given a body and you've been given a mind. But they're not who you are. You are the soul, and the body and the mind are just these like temporary elements to being human.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. No, not true.
Right. So like say in like Christianity.
Yes.
They would think that like once you die,
yeah,
the body and the mind dies.
Yes.
And only the soul goes to heaven or to hell.
I almost just said goes to Malik. If you're wondering which book I'm currently reading.
Fourth Wing.
Oh my God. I literally, that almost came out. I'm like, your Commend soul goes your soul to Malik.
Oh my God.
Yes.
I love that book. Okay.
Sorry. Okay. So to whatever you see, Malik, God, whoever.
Wherever.
Yeah.
But it would only be your soul going there.
Yes. Okay. And that's all that continues. So what you should value the most is your soul.
Right.
Okay. And the body and the mind are just these temporary. Don't worry about them.
And there's a lot of messaging about that in like literature and movies.
Yes.
Right. Like about protecting the soul.
Yes. And like no matter how you've been raised, if it's in patriarchal culture, this messaging is sneakily everywhere.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I'm trying to say that carefully, but you know what I'm trying to say?
Yep.
It doesn't matter your gender. It doesn't matter, you know, the color of your skin. Mm-hmm. None of those things matter in this
element.
All
those major religions cover that, and it's in all of that.
And I try to go and see, like, can I find the root of when that changed? Because historically, our pagan ancestors did not believe that.
Right.
Okay. Now I couldn't, because these are the things that I Google that most people don't Google.
Mm-hmm.
Not a lot of people are Googling those kind of questions.
Right.
There aren't
a lot of results.
No. So the things that I'm seeing are people like giving educated guesses to that. Okay. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to throw mine in the mix.
Why not?
And tell you that it was the birth of patriarchal religion that caused that change.
Yep.
Because you're a lot easier to control if you're saying to somebody, you're only one of the pieces of your whole self.
Right, exactly. And all your attention is on protecting that and protecting it forever.
And what's the one thing someone is going to have the most trouble controlling of the body, mind, spirit? The
soul,
spirit, the soul, right? Your body, your mind, they get to, that's how they go through. And then they start trying to get at that.
Yep.
And all the people that get out, or like all the heroes of those stories, something was just too strong there that they couldn't disconnect from.
Exactly.
And they get out.
Right.
Okay.
Yep.
That's why.
Yep.
Okay. Can I prove that to you? No.
No.
But that's what I think.
You think what you
think. Okay. So I'm just asking you for a moment to suspend the idea. If you want to go back to believing it, totally up to you. Because on this podcast, we don't tell you what to believe. We present you with large amounts of information.
Right.
And you make the decision. Okay. Right. Unless you're being like racist or misogynistic or something. Then we don't tell you what to believe.
Right.
Okay. See our obsessed segment that we just finished. But suspend that idea for a minute just to think, okay, that you are all of those things.
Yes.
And they're all in equal measure. There isn't one that's you and one that isn't you. Okay. So I know what your argument's going to be. And it's going to be that when you die, your body has deteriorated, your mind has deteriorated, and they stay here. They get buried or burned, and like they stay on the earth, and then your soul leaves. Okay.
Yeah.
But this is because the only parts of your body and your mind that stay are the actual physical stuff that I can grab made of atoms.
Exactly.
Okay.
Say atoms, yeah.
The energy, your energetic body and your energetic mind they stay with you.
Yes.
The only elements that are, I would even say temporary, that take shape for you to be in human form on Earth are those, the physical elements that are earthly. I know I'm getting trippy, but are you understanding what I mean?
Yeah, but even if the mind really died, then mediums wouldn't be able to communicate with spirit.
I think
like spirits wouldn't remember their life here.
Yes.
If they didn't keep some of the energy of their mind.
Exactly. Right? That's how you know you have past life experiences.
Right.
Okay. Is because you, there's some part of you, like I remember the first time I was 15, I was a 15 year old little, very small white girl. Mm-hmm. And I went to Hawaii and I could not figure out why I knew I had been there before. I recognized it. Mm-hmm. Okay. To the point, I just want you to picture this.
Physically recognize.
Yes. Yeah. For your own entertainment. I got off the plane and something happened to my body and I never could get myself together whole time.
You have glassy eyes.
I know. Cause I remember just being like, what the hell? Because I couldn't understand what it was until I'm on a tour bus. Mm-hmm. Of course, I was even doing tours back then. Of course.
Right.
This origin story goes way back. Yeah. And it was some native Hawaiians. Mm-hmm. And of course, the tour guide liked me because who's the star of the tour? Right. Like the best student there.
Who's asking the best questions?
Exactly. Who already knows some of the answers, right? Like who's the best pupil? It's me. So I tried to explain it to him. Mm. I said, like, I don't know what is happening to me, but like, because I kept crying when we would go places.
That you spoke to him about it.
Yeah. But 15-year-old little tiny white girl
who had
really never been many places.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Just think of the kindness of this man when you think about that. Okay. Yeah. I was like, but I feel like a lot of feelings when I go everywhere and I feel like I've seen all these places before, but I've never been here. And I'm like crying to the man. And my mother's like, what the hell?
That's incredible.
Okay. You know what he said to me? Well, maybe you have been here. You seem like someone who maybe this was your home at one time. Mm-hmm. So I will never forget this. As you go and you experience Hawaii, think of it as someone who would have lived here before, where you're here to honor it, not take from it.
Exactly.
What a wise man.
So smart.
To this little white girl. Do you know the impact that had on me? Do you know that every single time we went to another place in Hawaii, I was like, excuse me, how do I honor Hawaii and not take from it on this tour, on this experience?
And for him, even if you weren't really, really there remembering a past life, he still instilled in you to respect the land.
Like
he did a great job.
Brilliant. Right. Okay. And then again, when I went to London, I was walking around being like, I've been here before, but this looks different. How do I know this looks different? I've never seen it before. Okay. Right. And I knew why that was happening. Okay. But like that isn't because I don't have memories of it.
Right.
But somewhere in my energetic mind was like, we remember this.
Exactly.
And I bet you've had that feeling. A lot of people describe it as deja vu. Mm-hmm. Like you have gone somewhere where you're like, I remember seeing a picture of the Nile and being like, that's not what it looks like. And I'm going like, what is that though? Like, what do you mean? I've never seen it before. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, how do I know it looks different than that at one point? You didn't, but some part of you did know.
So even if your like physical brain from that past life is like in the ground,
your energy of it is still there. You. It doesn't die. That doesn't make any sense. And I think when I used to do mediumship, one of the things that really struck me was how comforted people would be. Like they would say a thing like, oh, they're still the same. Like they still have that personality.
Right.
Because it was like their personality would have died.
If the first theory you said was true, it would have.
Yes. But no, they're making jokes. They're making fun of you. They're coming across the way they did.
Right.
And that's very comforting to people because they've been under the impression that that would all die when you died.
Right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. But no. And like, if you study past lives, the amount of people that have very similar issues with the same parts of their body in multiple lifetimes is fascinating because it's the same energetic body.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yep.
I'm pretty sure I've never been in a tall body. I don't know why I know that. I just do. I just think I always manifest really short. I don't know why. But I just do. Because I can't even imagine the concept of being like that stretched out.
It would be cool. Yeah.
It would be cool probably. Yeah. Like I'd try it for a day, but I can tell you what, I don't think I've ever been that way. All right. So like just I think if you think of it that way, you'll actually feel like a little bit of ease in the fact that like no parts of who you are die.
No.
None of them. The atoms stay and they go back into the earth and do something else.
Recycle and
become a tree or whatever.
Right.
But you continue.
Yeah.
You don't just become a whole new person when you come here in another life.
Yes.
I know. People don't like it. I can feel it. They're not even listening yet. We're just recording.
I can
feel the reverberation of it, but it makes so much more sense when right. you start to live that way and you right. start to realize that your body deserves just as much honor and respect as your soul.
Jesus.
So listen, churchy people.
Yeah.
If my body says to do that, I'm doing it because I'm honoring it. Because the yeah. actual portal to divinity, if you want to get trippy, is your physical body.
That's a human body. I mean.
All right. I'm getting off track. Okay, I'm getting all wild. But do you know what I'm saying? Okay. Yeah. Okay. I would like to give you just a quick story of an injury. Because I listed three choices, as you can see here. Like, which of these three stories do I want to tell? Okay.
You're just pulling one.
I'm picking ankle.
Oh.
Because I want
to. It's a long story.
I'm going to make it short. It is a long story. I want to show you, because people will say, like, well, if you're saying an emotion isn't to blame, like, for why I had an injury or why I got ill, then, like, how does that actually work if it's all connected?
It doesn't mean they're not connected. It just means you're not being punished by it.
Exactly.
It's like the theory of punishment.
Yes.
That's what's wrong about this concept.
Yes. You didn't hold on to an emotion or make a wrong, quote unquote, wrong choice in life.
And now
and
you're
then cause yourself to have an injury or an illness.
No, it's just your body trying to talk to you. It's trying to communicate
with
you.
It's just all the same energy manifesting in different ways.
To get your attention to heal whatever needs to be healed.
Exactly.
So it's not a punishment. That's patriarchal religion, though.
There you
go. Everything is a punishment.
Well, because that would mean that your soul is a lot more powerful than your body and your mind.
Correct.
So it's affecting them, and they're just these weak things that like keep manifesting this stuff, where that's not true.
Right.
Okay. It's also not true that like if you shift, you stop feeling a certain emotion or you heal a certain like thing that happened in your life, that an injury or illness magically disappears.
That's true.
So like that's not how it works. Okay.
Yep.
So the quick ankle story. Listen, I have all the stories, because what Jamie and I do is when one body, mind, spirit, one of them, there's an issue, we look at all of them. We discuss them in depth. Okay.
Right. Especially if there's something in your life that's not going well.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden you have like an injury or an illness. You're like, well, hold on a second.
Yeah.
What am I missing here?
It's all just messaging. Right. It's all just like, oh, something's going on. Something's out of balance.
Yes.
Your balance, not someone else's balance, not a perfectly even balance. The balance, your harmony, the synchronicity that works in your system.
Right.
Okay. So I, for my whole entire life, knew exactly what I wanted to do for work. I never doubted.
To be a podcast host.
Nope.
Okay.
Because podcasts weren't invented.
They didn't exist.
Okay. I was going to be a dance teacher.
Yes.
There's no doubt in my mind. I never doubted it. And not because I wasn't looking, but because intuitively, 100%, I knew that's what I was meant to do. Mm-hmm. I knew it. No doubts. Okay. So I went all until I was into high school. That's what I want to do. Never waver, never question. Okay. And something started happening and I started to have all these issues with my ankle. Needed surgery. Mm-hmm. Surgery went bad, broke, like this constant problem with my ankles.
Right.
Okay. Particularly the left. If you'd like to read into the energy of that.
Also right like you having an injury and you being told you didn't have an injury.
Yes. Yes.
It all has meaning.
Oh
here.
Yeah. Right. All meaning. Okay. Right. So I go to college for dance.
For that.
Right. I get a degree in it. Correct. Because this is what I'm going to do. And while I'm in college, I start to realize that I don't want to do it. And I have never questioned it. I have always wanted to do that. And the thing about intuition that people don't talk about often enough, in my opinion, is that sometimes your desire to not do, the desire to do something leaves, but there isn't a new desire there.
True.
So I don't know what I'm going to do.
Just spinning your wheels.
You just now know that the one thing that was a constant North Star in your life just fizzled out.
That you've like made life plans around, that you've gone to college for, you've told people about, like that's
my
a lot.
Personality was based in it. People knew me for that. I was good at it. I got a lot of compliments and feedback. Like what? This isn't, I'm not happy doing this.
I mean, that's also the patriarchy in capitalism is that you're supposed to choose one thing and never deviate.
Exactly.
Right.
Okay. So I'm in college and the ankle and foot problems are just worsening and to the point where like, I graduate and seek a lawyer for malpractice for what has been done. I mean, there's metal left in it. It was all just terrible. Okay.
Yeah.
But my ankle keeps spraining, which is breaking a bone in my foot every time it does based on the mistakes made in surgery.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, and like you said, I'm fighting for people to realize because I'm always being told like, oh, your pain would look different. But
yes, now we know presenting the right way.
Now we know that I'm autistic, and the way that I present with pain is very different.
Yeah, and you have connective tissue disorders.
Exactly.
That go with autism.
It's a whole
all
thing.
That stuff.
Okay.
But again, the 90s.
Okay.
Right.
So I'm
2000s?
The early 2000s.
Okay. Yes.
Okay. So I'm graduated from college, and I'm just like, I don't know what I'm doing. So I get into Pilates.
Yep.
Okay. Because Pilates is something you would do as a dancer. You kind of get in. They're very similar.
Yeah.
And I get into it, and I already know all the concepts because it's very similar to ballet. Okay. And through there, I meet somebody who's like, why don't you come to this energetic healing? Because I keep coming with like ankle
injuries
and casts and things. Right.
Right.
And why don't you come to this energetic healer? They do like an angel healing session. Mm-hmm. And now this is a panic for me because I don't want anyone to know that I'm intuitive. I've been masking this element.
Right, exactly,
yeah, exactly, right, exactly. But I'm so desperate that I risk it and agree to go and like try to shield myself as much as possible from this person. Like hopefully they can't tell I'm super intuitive, right? The opposite of what everybody else does.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
So I go and she's working on my foot. She's just doing energy healing. Okay. Mm-hmm. I think it's called IET. It's a form of it where you channel archangel energy to do healing.
Okay.
So she's doing this and she's talking to me about my ankle and she says, do you know the energetic cause behind ankle stuff? Mm-hmm. And I was like, no. So then she diverts and starts asking me questions. So I was like, well, I thought I knew what I wanted to do and now I have no idea. Blah, 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 blah. I'm just like telling her, right? And so she goes, oh, okay, I get it. And I'm like, get what?
You're like, well, I'd like to get it.
And she's like, so you understand that like what's happening when you're hurting your ankle over and over again is that your body is so short, it's trying to go one way, but you're actually falling the other way and it's causing a rip.
Right.
And I went, like I felt all the air come out of me and I was like, oh my God. But here's the thing, that the fact that I had this experience where I was supposed to go to school for the wrong thing. Mm-hmm. Okay. I fully believe that. Do I understand all the reasonings why? No, I don't. Will I eventually? Who knows? But I'll keep unpacking it. But it happens. Okay.
Well, and you're trusting the process. You don't need to know all the whys.
No. Was I trusting the process then?
No,
absolutely not.
Right.
I was devastated.
You are now.
Right? Yeah. I was in a spin. Okay.
Yes.
But the thing is like, it didn't cause the ankle injury because I was on the quote unquote wrong path or because I was doing something that didn't feel good to me anymore.
Right.
It's just that the energy of that, of trying to force myself in a direction that was just such muscle memory for me when it didn't feel right anymore was also manifesting in my body.
Right. Because your whole mind, body, and spirit were trying to communicate with you.
Yes. So it wasn't that I caused it or that the injury caused it. It was just all of this energy in my body of imbalance and of not needing to switch direction and having trouble switching direction and being devastated over the direction switch was manifesting itself in my body that way.
Right. And like the bigger the scenario and like the bigger, the higher the stakes.
Yes.
The louder your system's going to be about something.
Yes.
Right.
Exactly.
Like if this was what you deciding where to go for brunch on a Sunday, you're not going to be twisting your ankle about it.
No.
It's not that deep.
Exactly.
As the kids say, it's never that serious.
But that's where you're getting it wrong. So if you're looking at it and then you're trying to like furiously heal that but like that's not going to work. But if you're also just repeatedly like getting these injuries or these same illnesses over and over again, and you're not looking at what else is going on, then you're never going to actually heal it.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Right.
So it's like you got to just look at the system as a whole instead of blaming one element or going like, where did it start? Because it just started with the energy of you intuitively going, oh shit, that's what happened.
Right. And if you're not seeing it as a whole picture, you could look back and be like, oh, my damn ankle.
Yes.
It's the reason
why I ruined
my career.
Yeah.
No, that's not how or why that happened.
No.
Right.
No. Did it ruin that trajectory? Yeah.
Because you weren't supposed to be on it.
Right. But was there other elements involved? 100%.
Yes,
there
was.
Yes. And I wouldn't have done it even with a good ankle, but it might have taken me longer
to get
myself out.
Because there'd been no excuse for you to get out.
Exactly.
Right.
And like there's so many other things. The dance environment is not a super healthy environment. Like there's so many other elements to it. Like I'm making it small, but like every time something, and the other thing, sorry to just be jumping in very excited.
Yeah.
No, I'm not going to apologize for my emotions,
that.
But excuse me. you also aren't going to figure it all out in one go.
Exactly.
So like we've talked about before how we both over the last couple of years have had hysterectomies.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Have I unpacked all of that yet? No.
No.
Because shit still comes up connected to it. And I'm like, interesting. Mm-hmm. You don't actually like, in order to heal, you don't actually have to solve the whole thing. And you also haven't failed. Oh, I had to get my uterus out because I failed at figuring out the messaging of why my body was going through that.
Yes.
None of that is true. It's just, it manifested this way. So you need to support your body, you need to support your mind, and you need to support your spirit in this element of whatever is happening in your life.
Right. And be very careful about what version of healing you're using.
Ooh.
Because if you're using a patriarchal version of healing or this sort of like wellness to white supremacy pipeline version,
yeah,
you would only see healing as us healing whatever the problems were with our periods and our cramps and our cycles and whatever else was happening in our bodies.
Yeah.
You would only see healing as us making those go away.
Yes.
Where it was actually the hysterectomy
that healed that. That is such an excellent point.
And we had to grapple with like,
yes.
Oh, are we like cheating? Are we like taking the easy way out? Are we just like going too far to like the medical side? Like, you know, we worked our way out of it. And it was the best thing that happened to either one of us for very different reasons.
Oh my God. Yes. But it was also sucked. Like
but that was healing.
Yeah. And it was messy healing.
Correct.
And it was hard healing. And there were problems that came up with that. Like it's not, there's no like straight line anywhere.
No.
And also, can I just say as a side note that I am so fucking sick.
Mm.
Talk about emotional.
Yeah.
Okay. And talk about angry.
Yeah.
Of people shaming someone and saying like, there's something wrong with taking an easy way out of something.
Oh yeah.
Fuck right off. If there's an easy way out, take it.
Right.
Why does everything have to be hard? Why do you have to struggle to do everything?
Well,
shut up about it.
That, preach. And also, if you've lived any kind of life, you know that there's no actual real easy.
No.
Like what someone's perceiving as easy in your life probably isn't.
Right.
Like some procedure you have or some medication you take or whatever, someone thinks it's like the easy way out. It's probably not.
Yeah.
You've probably worked really hard to get there, to get to a place where you can accept the healing or accept the surgery or the med or whatever it is. Like, back off.
I think anyone saying, and even if you think it, like, oh, so they're doing the easy way out, just quickly go, like, what am I projecting?
Right.
Because I'm struggling with something that I'm perceiving as being now easier for them, and I haven't given myself permission for it to be easy.
Well, right. Why am I so obsessed with struggling?
Yeah. Yeah. That was a deep question. Come see me if you'd like to talk about it.
It's like the American way. It's like
a thing that bothers me with body, mind, spirit when people kind of don't see the connection or deny it, which aren't our listeners. But like the thing I always point out is like when you get nervous, do you get a bellyache?
Exactly.
When you feel really tense, do you get a headache?
Exactly.
Well, then how are you telling me that your emotions are not affecting you physically and affecting you mentally? Like, no.
And then in the reverse of why would you not look into what your body's doing to reveal how you're feeling?
Yes.
Right. But it's like, there's only some that are acceptable.
Right. And if you get a headache from tension,
right,
you should go like, what am I tense about? But you should also take a Tylenol if you want.
Exactly.
Like it's not.
Exactly. Like, exactly. Exactly.
That's not the easy way out.
Right. You don't have to go meditate your headache away. You can.
No.
You don't have to.
There's no prize for the most struggling. And if you're competing for it, you've bought into a patriarchal trick.
Exactly.
So be careful.
Right.
Be careful. Careful. Okay. Working on bringing support to all three will help you, but you're not going to actually ever achieve balance. It's the spiral staircase thing. They're all going to one's going to fall. It's not a personal failure if you have an illness or an injury, which a lot of people think.
Right. And that's why people in this community that would shun modern medicine, like when you don't allow yourself to get medical help for things.
Yep.
Then you're actually like cutting yourself off from the body part.
Yeah.
Like you can do like essential oils to help heal things. You can meditate. You can, you can walk every day. You can journal. You can do all these things. But like if something's really wrong with your physical body and you're refusing to go to a doctor, you've cut yourself off from that.
Yeah. Exactly right. Exactly right. There's no shame in getting support. And it's also okay to question all the support.
Correct.
But you also need to come to your own conclusion.
Right.
Yeah. 100%. One thing that I think people miss when it comes to body, mind, spirit, that's not a part of the conversation that I would like to ask it to be, is like when you connect with people, mm-hmm. you are connecting with those three elements of a person.
Oh,
and the more connected you feel to the person, the more you have connected to those elements.
Okay.
Okay. Also, people tend to form bonds through one. And then if you like become close to the person, it's usually because you strengthen the other two also.
That's interesting.
Okay. So I want you to just kind of look. So you do this instinctually, but if you also brought a little thought to it,
mm-hmm.
it would actually help you connect with people.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So like I said before, with like noticing the body, mind, spirit, like are they, do they need a lot of stimulation physically or mentally? And like, how does that operate in their system? Like that balance, knowing that is helpful to connect to somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Right.
But in addition, looking at where your connections are and what they look like.
Yeah.
Are, so like friendships, romantic relationships, mm-hmm. as a partner, as a boss, as a parent, as a pet owner, etc.
Yes.
Okay.
Gotcha.
So you see this everywhere. So one of the things that I love to watch, especially on TikTok, is somebody called Caesar Milan, who is the dog whisperer. And the reason that I love him is because he's explaining to humans how they are, because they don't understand human behavior, are messing up when they're trying to interact with dogs with dog behavior.
Exactly.
And I love, and he's very good at simply explaining it. And
yes.
I thoroughly enjoy. Okay. So one of the things that he talks about, I don't have a dog, by the way, but this is how much I just love human behavior. Okay. One of the things that he talks about is that like a lot of humans mm-hmm. will get a dog to meet their emotional needs.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And then we'll only try to connect with the dog emotionally.
Right.
But when you have animal behavior, because that's human behavior, is like emotion first and then physical and mental, mm-hmm. right? But when you have a dog, you need to meet their physical first, needs, then you need to meet their mental needs, and then their emotional needs. That's what a dog needs.
Exactly.
So he's constantly trying to explain that. And I just think if you actually thought about that in all the relationships that you have,
yes,
like in the, and when I say physical, I don't just mean like sex.
No.
I just mean like one of the things that I do in our friendship that you already know, but like that makes me feel connected to you is like make you food.
Yes.
Okay. That's a physical connection. That's how I connect to you physically.
Yes.
Okay. So it isn't just like, I think people get too stuck.
Yeah. I mean, it's easy to think of like, if you're dating someone, you're holding your hand, their hands, you're kissing them, you're having sex with them. Like, that's an easy one.
But yes.
Like, it's different with friends or with pets or whatever.
Yeah, exactly. So it's not always in that way. Like mm-hmm. if someone comes to your house and you give them a blanket, you're trying to connect with them physically.
Yes.
Okay. So like,
You're trying to connect to their body. You're trying to make their body feel more comfortable.
Yes.
Right.
And that causes a mm-hmm. connection, because if you feel emotionally comfortable,
mm-hmm.
you're in. Okay. But if you want to really get close to someone and you can also have a mental comfort and a physical comfort,
right,
then there's a very strong bond that happens there. There's lots of other elements.
True.
But I think sometimes people parent just mm-hmm. to emotion, and they don't parent to the physical, and they don't parent to the mind.
That's a good point.
And so I think if you like think about that, I think as a partner,
mm-hmm.
where is that for you? Like a lot of people will say something like, oh, me and my husband just have very different interests or something.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that doesn't mean you don't find a way to
connect
mentally.
Right.
Okay. Whether that's listening to interest, finding interests in common, understanding how somebody works so you can support that. Like there's so many different ways, right? It's not just... A lot of people make the mistake of like, well, for me, the way that I connect mentally is like talk. Okay. My best friend happens to be the same way. So that works. Okay. But to my husband, that's too much. I need to know where there's no left, too much talky.
Yes.
Okay.
Same.
So you have to be able to know. So if you're just constantly doing your own thing, like
where's the line?
Missing the actual connection.
Yeah.
Right. Doesn't mean that you don't get your time to talk. Trust me, I talk a lot, but like, do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And I think that this is where the advent of love languages has come in, because it's like a way to succinctly say what your mind, body, spirit needs.
Exactly.
And where the priority is. Like if you're like physical touch.
Yeah.
Then you probably need body connections.
I mean, so we have a whole episode on the love language.
We do, I know.
But I have further thought about it since.
Oh.
And what I've decided is all you're saying is like the thing you need the most from the person.
Yes, exactly.
It's going to change all the time.
Yeah.
And it's going to be different with every person. So it doesn't really make sense that you'd have one. But anyways.
Well, that's why everyone's like, my love language is like Taco Bell.
Ew, Taco Bell.
Well, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, it's just like, it's like a meme. It's like a popular meme, but that's
a
like.
A taco, maybe. A well-made street taco might be mine. I'm a tourist, so it's going to need to be a little bit fancy.
Exactly. But that's why everyone makes everything their love language, because they're just trying to tell you what they need.
Because we don't teach people how to do that.
To communicate that. Exactly. Yeah. Right.
Right. I mean,
right.
If you would like a lesson on that, I do encourage you to find someone autistic like me, because we don't realize that we're not supposed to do that.
Yes.
Some of us, we're not all right. The same. Yes. But you know what I'm saying? So there's this like, hey, I need this. And people are like trying to like discover the real meaning of that.
Right.
I'm like,
what are you getting at?
I'm like, no, like, no, like, that's literally the thing. Like what I just said is
right.
The thing.
Yes. Right. Right. Okay.
So just saying. All right. Mm-hmm. The other thing is, think of the three things, body, mind, spirit, and mm-hmm. think of anything you currently desire in your life. Mm-hmm. You might be more of something different, something shifted a little bit. Look at your awareness of the issue in your body and your mind and your spirit, and which one of those three needs a little more awareness from you.
Very interesting.
So I'll give you a quick example. Mm-hmm. Okay. Someone's like, I don't want to be at my job anymore. I want to do a different job. Mm-hmm. Okay. And I say, all right, tell me how you feel. That's a spirit question.
Yep.
Okay. If it's an intuitive person who's talking to one, either you or I know that's where I start.
Right.
Because that's where they feel it the most.
Right.
Okay. So they're going to say something like, I'm bored and I want to feel excited. Like I don't feel stimulated or, you know, okay. So they feel bored. They feel that way. So mm-hmm. then I said, what does your mind need? And they're like, more stimulation. I need to learn something new. This is too calm, you know?
Yeah.
Okay. Then I go, all right, how about your body? Mm-hmm. And they're like, what?
Exactly.
Okay.
Right.
And then you press a little bit more and they're like, oh, it's funny. Like I'm having this issue in my hips. And then I'll say, oh, do you know the energetic
meaning
behind hips? And they'll say no. And I'll go creativity. And they'll go,
exactly.
Okay. It's not that your hips are,
angry
you've done something wrong,
right,
because
exactly.
you stayed at the job. It's just the actual need and the desire for that has manifested there, because that's where you hold that energy in your body.
Exactly.
That's it. Okay. So the thing is, just notice it, because you think like, oh, it's so weird that I'm so stressed out at work, but also my hips aren't working. No, no. They're all the same thing.
It's all connected. It's all connected.
It's all connected. Can we have that on our imaginary merch line?
Yes.
Okay.
It's not very imaginary.
No, we're talking about it not
actually,
being imaginary.
Yeah, no, I've been doing some designing.
Okay. Jamie's on it.
I probably won't say it's all connected, but.
No, that would be silly. Maybe it would be in quotes.
Exactly.
How about we say something like, you're allowed to be angry and have glassy eyes.
Perfect.
All right. I think we should go angrily have glassy eyes while drinking coffee.
Perfect.
All right. Let's go.
Hey everyone, Heather and I have an ask for you. If you love this episode, or if you love the IGG, can you do us a favor? We need you to go onto whatever platform you listen on and download, subscribe, like, love, whatever it's asking you to do. Can you go do those things for us on the platforms that you listen on? It would mean so much to us.
Thanks for listening to our episode. For a way to get in touch with us, please visit our website, intuitivegirlsguide.com. We love hearing your feedback on our episodes.